next case?
Our next hearing this evening is case number 12483. Ivan P. Shockley, that's Deshaun James, seeks variances from the minimum lot size requirement and the minimum lot width requirement for a proposed lot line adjustments, sections 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Benson Road, approximately 665 feet northeast of Cedar Creek Road. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District, and the tax parcel ID is District 230, Map 14, Parcel 64.02 and 62.00. Specifically, the applicant is requesting a variance of 18.33 feet from the required 150-foot lot width requirement onto a numbered road for Parcel 64.02, and is also seeking a variance of 55 feet from the required 150-foot lot width requirement for proposed lot number lot 62.00. Staff would note that we have received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and three mail returns. Thank you.
The applicant before us this evening, please come forward and be sworn in.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
I am Shockley, 22358 Pine Haven Road, Clinton, Delaware.
Thank you, sir.
I'm Deshaun James. I'm going to be 6293 Radiant Circle, Clinton, Delaware.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
Good evening.
How are you doing, man?
So what brings you here this evening?
Well, we're trying to do a lot, what, 64.2? Just to make that one area right there, and just the remaining lot on the other side, just make that lot a little larger. The 62 on it.
The 62 is already an approved lot, and what you're going to do is add that L to
L,
it.
Right? Yeah, to make it larger, more accessible. You put septic.
And who owns later. Each of those lots
yes.
currently? You?
I own both of them.
You own both of them currently. Okay. Could you go through the five reasons for granting a variance? So you have uniqueness of the property. Do you have a copy of that?
No.
Just a minute. We'll help you write out.
Thank you.
'd you to tell us your answers for each five of those.
So this is going to be uniqueness of property right here.
Okay. Uniqueness of property. So we don't have to read the whole thing here?
Yes.
Well, you need to tell us why the property is so unique. You've already got two lots.
Yes.
So yes. Why do you want to make that one?
Well, we're not trying to make it one. We make two. There's two lots in there. We're just trying to enlarge one.
Make it larger because
the land there won't serve much purpose because it's so small.
That's what we want you to tell
right.
us.
So basically, we're just trying to square everything off and
not
make it all just two lots.
Right.
Okay.
Add the L shape to that smaller lot.
All right.
Yes.
And how it cannot otherwise be developed?
Both of those lots.
You mean as it is now? Well, it just said a little bit more to the other.
Well, it'd be a problem getting the septic in the well on a small lot along with the variances. So if we have a variance in the front and then a variance of the back, we will have to, may have to get a design for the septic in the well to go on that one lot.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is going to make that lot a little bit bigger. It's going to be able for us to put a maybe a 24x24 home on it, maybe, with the septic and also the well. And we have to stay a certain amount of feet from the other lot that I'm trying to develop. So what we need to do is try to make that one lot bigger so I can have a septic 100 feet away from this property.
I gotcha. Okay. Cannot otherwise be developed you just told us about that, because it would be hard for your septic and the well. Not created by the applicant. How did it come about that these lots were set up this way?
That's the way I bought the purchase that way.
Okay.
When I bought it that way.
All right, and then will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood?
No, as a matter of fact, what we're doing right now is we're bettering the neighborhood. We're developing the neighborhood, that neighborhood, you guys own property right around that corner.
Yeah, it's across the street.
Right across the street.
Who's the guys?
Well, the state, what I'm trying to say, the state owns some property around the corner.
Okay, well, we're the county, so.
We're all county, I'm sorry.
You're fine. Okay, and minimum variance? So this would be the minimum variance required to afford relief?
Yes.
By adding that L shape to that 62?
Yes, well, we get the maximum we can get out of that lot there.
So even with him getting the L, if that property is still going to be around 15,000 square foot, and then the other property will be 0.65. So right now, the lot is real small, so this will make the lot a lot bigger.
And you're going to put single family homes on there?
Yes.
Okay. Any questions from members of the board? None? Boy, this is, okay, is there anyone here in favor of the application? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Whitehouse?
Sorry, Madam Chair, just a technical point, if I could. When staff introduced it, we introduced the application for the lot width requirements, the variances. It was also advertised for lot area as well, in case the lots were to be served by septic, which I think the applicants have confirmed. So therefore, two additional variances, just to tidy this up, would also be required. And my math, just to check with Mr. Sharp, is, I believe, parcel 64.02 requires a variance of 4,267 square feet from the 32,670 square foot requirement, because it's just falling short of 0.75 of an acre. And the other lot requires a variance of 11,865 square feet from the 32,670, because that's also falling short of 0.75. So four variances total, Mr. Sharp, checks my math.
That sounds right to me.
Mr. Sharp, I'm sorry, did you have anything?
I did not, Madam Chair, but thank you for asking.
Anyone in favor of the application? Anyone in opposition of the application? Operator, is there anyone on the line who wishes to speak for or against this application?
If there is anyone on the line who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. Again, if anyone would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to this application, please dial 5-star. At this time, there are no pending comments.
Thank you. Mr. Workman, you had a question?
Yeah, for Jamie. Jamie, how about the road frontage on that?
Both to tidy it up as part of the four variances they need, because they're both falling short of the 150, so they were included in the four variances.
Okay, gotcha. I didn't hear you say that.
No other questions? I will then close the public hearing and entertain a motion.
Madam Chair, I move that we approve case number 12483 and the four variances that have been requested. I don't believe that the variances will essentially alter the character of the neighborhood, and that it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Mr. Corman?
Aye for the reasons stated.
Dr. Carson?
Aye for my reasons.
And I too for the reasons. So with a vote of 5-0, your application is approved.
Thank you.